Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Where do you think Pro Football Talk had the Steelers in their power rankings, Pony, this week?
7th.
11th. Mike, do you write all
not
the blurbs here?
Not a big bump here? For the Colts.
A three-spot bump for the Steelers, but I hope you write all of these yourself, because I think you've said before that you kind of roll your eyes at power rankings, but do them anyway. I love this.
No, that's his take on mock drafts.
Oh, that's right, mock drafts. Steelers
same
at 11.
Same thing, though.
Oh, okay.
Same thing.
Sunday's performance proves conclusively that they should burn those ugly-ass throwback uniforms, Mike. I enjoyed reading that.
Those are the worst. They're absolutely the worst. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a factor in losing. How do you get yourself ready to go play a football game against the Green Bay Packers when you look like a pack of idiots?
And you know what? You know what? You're backed up even more on bad throwbacks in general. What did the Packers go out and do the very next week? Lose in those ugly-ass throwbacks they wear.
Mike Florio, our guest, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, I'm going to read you a question from diehard Steelers fan and U.S. Open champ Jim Furyk. He asked a question to Jerry Dulac in his chat today, and I want your response to it. He said, Jerry, why make all these win-now moves in the offseason like Rodgers, then get conservative and worry about future late-round picks at the deadline? That seems contradictory. Thoughts? Dulac response, that's a good point. Maybe because they know they can't keep overhauling their roster every year, at some point you have to go back to what you've always believed, that the best way to build a roster is through the draft, then supplement your 53-man with some free agents or trades. Mike, my question is, why choose yesterday as the day where, you know, sanity prevailed and all the big splashy moves the Steelers have made for a year, suddenly we're not going to make any more because we're worried about 4th and 6th round picks? Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's this balance that every team has to strike. How much are we going to make the move to help now if that means mortgaging a little bit of the future? And they were in the Jacoby Myers thing. That's been reported. You were sounding that alarm as a possible acquisition. He ends up going to Jacksonville instead. We don't know who else they were conclusively and concretely talking to, but you have your principles. You have your standard. This is what we're willing to do, and we're not going to give up anything more than that. And at the end of the day, if they had opportunities, they decided to not go higher than whatever they were willing to offer, so none of the deals got done. It doesn't completely surprise me. It's disappointing because they could use help at various different positions, but they have to think about the future, and you don't want to start giving up too much of the future in an effort to get someone who's going to help you to some undetermined amount in the present.
Mike, how about this one? I know you love a good rumor and a good theory. This is one that Pony received earlier, that maybe they didn't make a move because Art Rooney II stepped in, and I'll give you the Cliff's Notes. The thought would be, he said, whoa, guys, let's not get too crazy here. We do have the draft in Pittsburgh next year, and we want to keep a lot of those picks and make sure we have the capital to make moves and make a very big splash at our big event in 2026. You think that's plausible as you hear me say it out loud?
No. First round pick, yes. Second and third, yes. By Saturday, nobody cares. By Saturday, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many picks you have. And if you trade a 6th or 7th round pick now, you can always pick some up next year during the draft. I think by Saturday, the whole thing's winding down anyway. So early round picks, yes. Late round picks, no.
So Mike, do you think they'll regret then hoarding these day 3 picks and not picking up the second receiver that they badly needed?
Well, they added Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and who knows how much gas he has left in the tank.
Mike Tomlin told us yesterday he's just a practice squad player, and it has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback of the team, Mike, that Rodgers had nothing to do with that signing whatsoever.
Well, you know, they didn't trade for Alan Lazard. And I thought the way the Jets were moving guys yesterday that he would have been in play if somebody wanted him. But it's impossible unless you had a clear shot at someone and it was obvious if you increase the offer from, you know, a 6-7 swap to a straight 6 or, you know, whatever little nuance it might have been. And you had a clear shot and you said, no way, no how. And the guy goes somewhere else and becomes an instant superstar. That's the only way you're going to be regretful. And I don't think it's healthy to regret these decisions because you got to focus on moving forward. And that's what they have to do. They got to focus on moving forward. They made their moves in the offseason. You don't do deadline deals if you do your deals earlier in the year. They did their deal for DK Metcalf. They did their deal for Jalen Ramsey. There's your deadline deals. That's what I think they would say. We did our deals well in advance, and we got use out of these guys the first half of the season.
What do you make of the, I'd say, the phalanx of callers that we had into yesterday's show who were saying things like, well, once again, they didn't plug their number two wide receiver hole. Therefore, they should have held on to George Pickens and not given up a third round pick that does nothing to help and getting back a third round pick that does nothing to help the team now, having more regret over that deal.
No, I think the problem is, and the moment that they traded for DK Metcalf, I said George Pickens is gone, because in a contract year, and at the time we didn't know who the quarterback was going to be, you can't be in a position where you're trying to justify the financial investment in DK Metcalf, $30 million per year on a 5-year deal, and also feed George Pickens enough targets so he's someone who will suddenly be a guy that they want to have around. They clearly got to the point where they didn't want to have him around anymore. So they got what they could. They sold at the maximum level they thought he would be at. And now he's Dallas's problem. And hey, look at that move he did the other night. And I'm a big George Pickens fan, but sticking the ball in the guy's face when you're trying to drive down the field and score 10 points to force overtime or more than 10 points to win the game and you give up 15 yards of field position, it reminded everyone that for as good as he is, he's still prone to doing things that'll drive
him classic. That was a classic vintage George Pickens play, yep. Mike. All right, so we have a decent body of work. I'll ask you more of a broad question. I know you have him 11th. We have a half season, essentially, of the Steelers. Do you look at them, if you were tiering your AFC contenders, you know, you've got the favorites, the serious contenders, the everything goes their way tier, where would you put the Steelers? Like, are they getting close to serious contender status for you?
Serious contender as in to get to the Super Bowl?
No, that they can win, like, that they could
That's
be...
That's how I think
serious contender. Yeah, serious contender is you can at bare minimum be in the conference title game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, serious contender to justify everything they've done this offseason is team that gets to the playoffs and wins at least one playoff game for the first time since 2016. I think that's the floor for considering everything that's gone on this year of success. Look around the conference. You've got the Patriots and the Bills, who are both powerhouses in the East. You've got the Colts and Texans, Jaguars in the South that are going to be in the mix. And you got three teams that are all very good in the West. It may be that the only path to the playoffs is to fend off the Ravens. And I think it comes down to the Ravens Steelers, and one of those teams is going to win the division, and the other team very well may be home once week 18 comes and goes. And that puts even more importance on those two games, week 14 and week 18, between Pittsburgh and Baltimore. So that's really the question. Can they fend off the Ravens, or is this beast that supposedly was awakened by a pair of wins after their bye week, is this Ravens team going to be impossible to hold off?
Mike, I have a funny way of unintentionally igniting a fire with Steelers fans and making them very upset. And I unintentionally did that last night. I tweeted, if Aaron Rodgers retires, Here are three guys who I think could be the Steelers' starting quarterback in 2026. And here are the three names I threw out there. Joe Flacco, Kyler Murray, Anthony Richardson. Which one of those three names do you think is actually the most realistic?
The most realistic?
Yes. Flacco, Murray, Richardson.
I don't see why they would pursue Flacco. He's been available multiple times over the last 5 years.
But Mike makes him out to be the greatest quarterback of all time. So it's weird. He gets nervous about playing him, but then he doesn't want him.
If he was walking through the team facility, Mike might like throw his coffee or something if he came around the corner. He's so scared of him.
And look, you know, Browns fans are up in arms that they traded him. Look how great he's doing. Well, the Browns don't have T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. That has a lot to do with it. So you give this guy T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, and he's going to potentially light it up. But he's also prone to making bad mistakes. And ultimately, they're not winning football games in Cincinnati. I think it would come down to Richardson or Murray. I think Murray's going to be available. The question is, do you have to trade for him, or are you going to have another Russell Wilson situation? I broke down what's going on with his contract, and they're in this minefield now where Murray's still injured, and they realize they're better with Jacoby Brissett. There's a chance he gets cut after the season with a $39 million full guarantee next year from the Cardinals, and maybe the Steelers can get him for the one-year minimum if he's available. Now, I'd want to have to go there, but I look around and I say, where are the clear landing spots going to be for Kyler Murray? Who's going to clamor for Kyler Murray? He never really fulfilled his potential. He's been to the playoffs one time, and it was an ugly loss to the Rams in 2021. He's had injuries, and his height or lack thereof can be glaring at times. And as he gets older, that explosion, that ability to just kind of take off, that's going to be diminished as well. But of the three, I'd probably go Murray just because I think he's going to be available potentially for nothing. Richardson is intriguing. He's a work in progress. He's got a lot of maturing he needs to do as it relates to the things necessary. Check all the boxes and do everything you can to be a true professional. Maybe he's learned the lesson, but I think he's going to be available in the offseason, but the Colts are going to want something for him.
Mike, I got one more for you. Very big picture. Just what do you – I missed Monday Night Football. I couldn't watch it because I have YouTube TV. What do you make of the ongoing impasse between ESPN/Disney really, and Google here, who are the two real players of this situation?
You know, we've got multiple examples in our current existence where stuff is going on and we're all caught in the middle. And it's unfortunate when there's so much crap that we have to deal with in our day-to-day lives that you can't just easily press a button and watch the game if you're a YouTube TV customer. And I've had so many people say, all you got to do is go get rabbit ears. Well, who the hell wants to go find rabbit ears and figure out how to hook them up to your TV, right? And I mean, oh, well, you can get this app or that app. Well, I don't know that that app's going to be available on my TV where I watch the game all the time. Like, I want to be able to just click the button and watch the game. I don't want to have to spend time thinking about a workaround. I don't want to have to spend a minute worrying, can they work this out? Here's how it works. And when I practiced law, this was true. If there was a lawsuit that needed to be settled and the two sides wanted to resolve it, you resolved it. You went to a room, you closed the door, and you stayed there until it was done. Often with a third party, when you're ready to get something resolved, you can get it resolved. And if they gave a crap about the consumers,
they don't.
And I don't think they do, on either side, they would say, we got to prioritize this. We got to fix this for our consumers. These people are paying us a lot of money. They count on having this content. They want to watch their football. Let's do what we're going to do anyway. This isn't going to never be resolved. It's going to get resolved. But there's too much ego and money and posturing, and we're the ones who are caught in the crossfire. And I'd like to say a bunch of words that would get you guys fine. And
yeah,
I'd probably end up having to pay some of it too. If I knew I wouldn't have to pay any of it, I'd let them fly right now. But any expletive you can think of, let it fly in your mind. That's how they're treating us.
Here's one other just quick aspect to this. We know ESPN and the NFL are very much tethered together. But so too is the NFL with YouTube and YouTube TV because of Sunday Ticket. So I guess I would wonder, what's Roger Goodell's role in all of this?
Good question.
He's got to play both sides of it here too.
I've written about this and I've talked about this. The NFL is in a position where they could, and if I was with you guys, I could reach my hands out and I could be like Mo Howard. Do you guys know who Mo Howard is?
Isn't he in
Please tell me you know who
Mueller's
Mo
never seen Godfather.
But I know who he is.
He's never seen it.
I know who he is.
No, not Mo Green.
Oh.
Not Mo Green. Mo Howard.
When he was making his bones when we were screwing cheerleaders.
Wait, is Mo Howard in Three Stooges?
That's Three Stooges.
All right. Yes. Okay. Yes. So you're going to knock our heads together?
Bowl cut.
Gotcha. Okay.
I like bowl cut. And he would get.
I like Mo Green better.
Larry and Curly's heads and clunk them together.
Yep.
That's what the NFL can do. They've got the business relationship with ESPN, the business relationship with YouTube. And the NFL has a habit of telling its broadcast partners what they're going to do. And when we say jump, you don't even ask how high. You just jump. And you just assume you jump as high as they want you to jump. And for them to stay on the sidelines here is curious, to say the least. They're going to own 10% of ESPN. They've got the YouTube deal where they want to have more games streaming. And they've got the Sunday Ticket deal with YouTube TV. You know, people said, hey, I'd like to cancel YouTube TV, but I bought Sunday Ticket through my YouTube TV package. What's going to happen to that if I cancel YouTube TV? So the NFL is being conspicuously quiet here. I asked them on Monday. I sent an email saying, can you just tell me so I can pass along to my audience how your fans can watch the game tonight if they have YouTube TV? They never responded.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Thank you, Mike. We'll talk again next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.